or starry skies. Rest your head and dry your eyes. Dream of tomorrow's bright sunlight, and I will keep you safe tonight while we wait.
For all Quebecers, we must take extreme measures to curb the pandemic. Only essential services remain open. Gatherings are prohibited. It's forbidden to leave your home between 8 p.m. and 5 a.m. These efforts aim to protect our healthcare workers, seniors, and loved ones. Let's comply with the lockdown and curfew to lower the risk of contracting COVID-19, because our health is important. For more information, visit quebec.ca/confinement. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
CKUT
Radio.
Radio.
Sound waves in the air.
CKUT.
Montreal, Canada. CKUT.
Do you know about love?
What do you possibly think you know about love? You know, I'm sick and tired of men using love like it's some kind of disease you just catch. Love should have brought your ass home last night.
Welcome to the spot.
Welcome to the spot.
The spot is where I kick it.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
Got a lot on my mind, I'm thinking I'm new.
You bring me joy.
That's great. Yes, everyone, welcome to The Spot on CKUT 90.3 FM. The Spot with Miss Nikki. It's where I kick it every first and third Monday. And I hope you guys are doing amazing. It's a brand new week, which means, you know, it's possible that you have a new episode of The Spot if it's the first or third Monday. And today you're in luck, because that's what we have. We have a very, very dope episode coming up. I'm excited. Not only is it, like, you know, full of wonderful music as usual, R&B, soul, new releases, getting into it, all of that, you know, giving you the VIP topics, but we also have a very special guest in the building. I told y'all last episode it was gonna be a special episode, and I kept my promise, man. We got in the building Visionary Perry, aka Aislinn Perry. If y'all don't know, she is wonderful, like, oracle reader. You know, she's a visionary. She sees, you know what I mean? I'm talking into astrology, all of that. Not only that, she's also an artist, you know, visual and musical. So we're going to talk to her about all of this great stuff that's going on and how to really harness your creative energy right now. So I definitely want y'all to stay tuned, because this episode, it's going to be lit. It's going to be lit. And I wouldn't be me if I didn't start off the show with some awesome new vibes, new music. You know what I mean? Division, they recently dropped a deluxe edition of their Amuse In Her Feelings album. It's always funny for me to say this name because there's like a triple entendre in it. Well, whatever. They released a deluxe version called Amusing Her Feelings. I don't know. You know, it's basically four new tracks on it. One of the tracks, I'm starting off with that right now. It's what we're going to start the show off. But before we do that, I need y'all, if you don't already, to follow us on social media. That way you can know what's going to happen on the show. You can keep up with us, follow us, give us your suggestions, you know, topic suggestions, song suggestions, guest recommendations, all of that. Hit us up. We are at TheSpot903 on Twitter, at TheSpot903 on Instagram. Just search The Spot on CKUT on Facebook. Hit that like button. Interact with us. My personals, at Nikki Music, at NikyMusique. Music is spelled in French. I'm on Twitter and Instagram. Same name. Hit me up. Let's get into the music. Can't wait. Here is Division with Blessings. Coming up, we have Rach Brandy. Let's get it.
All-knowing name, saving name of deliverance.
deliverance in the name.
Speak, Lord. Speak, Lord.
way too long. I was wondering, where did you go? I thought we were doing good. Hey, some days you call me up. We both get lost in loveland. Ooh, but sometimes you just get so cold. Am I sleeping with a stranger? I don't know what I'm dealing with. Mask off, mask on, real clown shit. I never ever felt like this. Yeah, you know I want you, I want you. Oh, oh, oh. One minute you're up on me, then turn and leave me lonely. Don't know with you what I'm getting. And make your actions match your words. One day you say you want me, I need you to pick a side. You better pick a side, yeah. Pick a side, you better pick a side, yeah. Pick a side. Pick a side. You switching up, did you get enough? You think you magic with your tricks and stuff? I'm pulling love, can you feel me? Whipped cream, grenadine with the cherry. One day this way, the next day you're all cloudy with the rain. And don't play. Ooh, I swear you just get so cold. Am I sleeping with a stranger? I don't know what I'm dealing with. Mask off, mask on, real clown shit. I never ever felt like this. Yeah, you know I want you, I want you. Oh, oh, oh. One minute you're up on me, then turn and leave me lonely. Don't know with you what I'm getting. And make your actions match your words. One day you say you want me, I need you to pick a side. You better pick a side, yeah. Pick a side, you better pick a side, yeah. Ooh. One line, two sides, you choose, you choose. Tell me what side do you choose? You choose. One minute you're up on me, then turn and leave me lonely. Don't know with you what I'm getting. And make your actions match your words. One day you say you want me, I need you to pick a side. You better pick a side, yeah. Pick a side, you better pick a side, yeah.
Baby, yeah. I don't need you. try, just can't handle me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I should just give you to me.
Oh, yes, everyone. Yes, yes, yes. That was Brandy, Rather Be, off of the B7 album. If you still haven't heard B7, man, that was one of the best releases of 2020. R&B-wise, music-wise, I'm saying it with my chest. Y'all need to go check that out. You're listening to The Spot on CKUT 90.3 FM. The Spot with Miss Nikki. It's where I kick it every first and third Monday. Today, I'm excited. I have a lot of energy for some reason. Before that, you heard Rach with Pick a Side. And I love that song, by the way. Sorry, I had to stop. Give it a beat. Give it a moment. Before that, you heard Division, Blessings. Okay. And listen, I like it. I like it. That's how we started off the show. I'm putting the Blessings vibes onto your week, you know, go into it with that. Shout out to Division for really like giving a texture to the current R&B landscape in Canada. I really love what they're doing, especially since, like, you know, all of that stuff happened with Daniel Caesar, and they kind of asked us, he asked us to cancel him, and we did. So there was that. When, you know, the sad thing is, I actually really still enjoy Daniel Caesar, you know what I mean? I don't really share it publicly like that, but, you know, you guys have heard a couple Daniel Caesar tracks, usually because he has a feature that I enjoy or something, but damn, he really kind of just sabotaged himself, didn't he? Oh well. We're gonna have to talk about that after the break, you know? We're gonna go into a quick little break, pay some bills, as we must do. Hope you're staying safe. When we come back, we'll get into some more music, the VIP topics, and don't forget, we got Aislinn coming up, super hip-hop tycoon oracle. She's gonna do a live oracle reading for me, and she's gonna tell us about the current energy right now. She's gonna tell us about, you know, all you need to know about astrology, what you want to know, what you thought you wanted to know, what you didn't know. Gonna do all of that, so let's get into the break so we can come back to all this great content.
Stay tuned. The Spot will be right back on CKUT 90.3 FM.
All right. Yes, welcome back to The Spot on CKUT 90.3 FM. You're listening to The Spot with Miss Nikki. It's where I kick it every first and third Monday. Tell a friend to tell a friend. That's all you can do. You can call your friend and tell them to listen to The Spot every first and third Monday, because you can't really do anything else. So you want an excuse to call your friend, because, you know, you've run out of all conversation topics at this point. Tell them about me. Tell them about our show. It's really dope. Now, if you've been listening from the beginning, you know we have a guest coming up, the visionary Perry, my girl Aislinn. She's coming on. She's going to give us a real live oracle reading about my life. You know, hopefully she doesn't read me too deep. And then we're going to talk about some astrology and great stuff, just how to harness your energy. You want to stick around for that. You want to make sure that you're following us on social media. If you're not, we're at TheSpot903 on Twitter, at TheSpot903 on Instagram. You can follow my personal page if you'd like, at Nikki Music, at NikkyMusique. The music is spelled in French. And if you follow us and keep up with us and give us the recommendations, what you want to hear on the show, then you kind of like already know in advance what's going to happen. So, you know, you can tell everybody when to tune in, you know, what's hot, you know, what's not. That's why I need your engagement. That's why I need you, to rock with me. So I would really appreciate if you go interact with the pages, as well as, you know, as much as you guys, you know, hit me up in the DMs and everything. Hit that follow button. Hit that share button. It's much appreciated. Now, y'all know what we do right after the break. We get into some VIP topics. So to do that, we got to get into the VIP corner. So let's go. Welcome to the VIP corner. All right, welcome to the VIP corner. Very important people or very idiotic people, depending on how they're acting this week. Listen, some weird things happened in my absence, you know what I mean? As we wait for the next episode of The Spot to drop, there's some weird things. First weird thing, but not really weird, but weird. It was in relation to the fact that, you know, there's some, okay, some really, I'm trying to be politically correct. Ha, okay. So there were some people who decided to storm the U.S. Capitol building. It was very strange, the reaction of law enforcement, considering a lot of things in America when it comes to law enforcement and people of color. These people who happened to storm the building were not people of color. So you can imagine that the treatment was much different. Yeah, I'm gonna stay surface level here, but there were a lot of things that didn't add up. That didn't quite make sense to me. And if you want to hear a little bit of deeper thoughts on that, definitely can listen to my podcast, Breakdown to Lowdown. Breakdown, the number two, Lowdown, with my co-host Clarence. You know, sometimes also Ian from The Morning Detour joins us, you know, aka Weezy Moonchaser. Sorry, he doesn't even use his government on the radio. But yeah, like, we had some thoughts on that. So I would say go listen to Breakdown to Lowdown, because I can't get into all that today. We got to talk to Visionary Perry. You know, Ace is in the building. I got to get to her, so I don't want to spend too much time here on the VIP topics. But just know I thought that was incredibly incredible. And then Donald Trump was banned from Twitter. That was interesting. I thought that was nice. I was happy to see that. Not like, first of all, obviously, I think it should have happened way before. The man has been saying things that haven't made sense since he entered the office. So I don't really know why it took that long. I understand Twitter probably has some kind of respect for the leader of, you know, the most powerful nation in the world. Get it. I got it. Understood. However, he's an idiot. It's proven. He's shown it. So he really shouldn't have had a platform to share any kind of information, to a point where he was sharing information and they kind of had to put a sticker under his name to say, don't listen to this information. Ugh. A lot of other networks, you know, social networks should follow suit in terms of Donald J. Trump. I'm getting a little more comfortable saying his name again, because, you know, I used to call him Dump all the time. I would really never say his name on any of my platforms. Dump was nice. But now that he's exiting office, I feel like, you know what? I'll give him his name back, because he doesn't have much else. So I know he is just like seething at the fact that he cannot use those Twitter fingers. And that is, that's enough for me. That makes me very happy. You know, hey, let's talk about some positive stuff. All right. Here's something that is extremely positive to me. Lori Harvey strikes again. Yes, the famous, the infamous, the notorious Lori Harvey. She just has hit the jackpot this time, as her and Michael B. Jordan have made it official. You know what I mean? They're Instagram official. So that means that it basically they're married at this point, because if you make an Instagram official, the guy shares it first. You know what I mean? And now there's like multiple little videos of you guys coming out all the time. It's, you know, it's a thing. And I'm so proud of that young lady, because she is living how every young, beautiful, rich, black young woman should live. You know what I mean? She's just, you know, she's getting everything out of life. And Michael B. Jordan is, you know, handsome fella, successful fella. I can't be mad. They say, you know, some people had a little issue with the age thing. I think they're like 10 years apart. Guys, I think that's fine. You know, she just turned 24. I think it's fine. I think it's good. I think it's okay. I think we can chill on that. Let's chill on that. Now, last thing I want to quickly say, well, okay, obviously there's a little bit of the weird Kanye West rumors, and there's the divorce stuff, and I don't really want to get into that. You know, him and Kim, whatever. I they're not divorcing. I really highly doubt it. The way Kim has been reacting and the pictures that she's kind of posted doesn't seem like that's the case, but, you know, whatever. We'll talk about that when we get there, if we get there. But I wanted to address Dr. Dre, who had recently suffered a brain aneurysm. And, you know, we were praying, hoping that he pulls out, especially has his ongoing divorce settlement, weird issues with his estranged wife. Very strange. He's doing much, much better. He's out of the hospital. There was a picture of him in the studio. So that's great. You know, we haven't lost a hip hop legend. So it's good to see people recover and stuff instead of, like, you know, always hearing, like, bad news. So I was happy to hear that. Now, listen, I'm wrapping it up. Wrap it up. That's all I have for VIP topics today because we have some more show to get into. Right now, I have to get into this track off of Jasmine Sullivan's latest project, Hotels. Yes, and I can say it because of the way she spells it. I can say it on here. Now, I don't want to say too much about this project because it is an EP. It's not an album. And the reason it's an EP because it's only like 7 tracks. The in-betweens are really interludes of people telling their stories. But I don't want to say too much of my thoughts. I liked the project. I'll say that. But I don't want to say too many thoughts because Zach and I will be on for conversations in the studio in a couple weeks to discuss this project. So I don't want to get too much into it. And we'll get into the analysis when we get there. But right now, I want to get into a track from that project featuring your girl, Ari Lennox. It's called On It. We're going to get into that. Then we got some El Hay and we got some Aza coming up.
Here with a nigga, babe. Let's go.
We should be discovering love underneath these sheets. Need some sexual healing, baby. You should be right here with a nigga, babe.
Yeah. Fun fact, baby, I'm back, back in effect, yeah. Fun fact, I got 100 around my neck, yeah. Who that? That's just my ex trying to get back, yeah. Rolling Stone, I'm moving on, never look back, yeah. Now tell the truth, baby, and don't ask. Only fifth I plead is when I'm running through sacks. I can give you the world, don't even stress. Van Nuys, 1/4 to 2, 5 the jet.
Can't control this feeling, baby. I need some sexual healing, baby. You should be right here with a nigga, babe. We should be discovering love underneath these sheets. Need some sexual healing, baby.
It's the biggest.
You should be right here with a nigga, baby.
Live it. That's my new shit. Live it.
Yeah.
Live it.
Make that music.
Kitchen sex on the counter, making love on my album. Tweaking cause I'm so freaky, fucking you every hour. There's some toast in your salad, I got multiple talents. Dallas, London, and Paris, then make love to a ballad. On the beach in Bahamas, if we speak, let's be honest. Got me roaming the streets, like I'm Meek on Katanas. Run the league like Giannis, never speak to your honor. I'm keeping my promise, I'm the king of Wakanda. Just watch what I say, I can't speak on no drama. Just lay on your back, just a kiss on your stomach. Bring a few friends, get you a bonus. Ice out your wrist, time to get a new rollie. Dan Marino and mine, guess who calling the plays? Put your team on the yacht, now they all in the maze. You all that I got, that's all I'ma say. If I write you a check, I could call it a day.
Can't control this feeling, baby. Some sexual healing, baby. You should be right here with a nigga, babe.
Yeah.
We should be discovering love underneath these sheets. Need some sexual healing, baby. Should be right here with a nigga, babe.
Yeah. Yeah.
To go. Everything I touch will turn to gold. Everything I touch will turn to gold. Everything I touch will turn to gold.
Yeah.
gold.
Yo, 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 yes, welcome back. The Spot with Miss Nikki on CKUT 90.3 FM. The Spot is where I kick it every first and third Monday. Love doing this show, man. Love kicking it with y'all, bringing you the best in new, latest discovery, R&B, soul, jazz, little indie pop, little alternative in there sometimes. Listen, what you just heard, that was Aza with Turn to Gold. Such an interesting vibe. Such a, like, you know, it's like a mantra. You repeat this to yourself and the song is just so, like, positive. You know what I mean? And that's how I'm trying to do all 2021, man. Everything I touch will turn to gold. Yes. Follow us at TheSpot903 on Instagram, at TheSpot903 on Twitter. Interact with us. Tell me what you want to hear. Give me suggestions, man. Before Aza, we started... not started off. You heard El Hay with Rick Ross, Fun Fact. That's a brand new track. I love this track. You know, I'm not too versed in El Hay. You know, I've heard a few tracks here and there, but this track is so good. Like, it just feels or like an organic track. It feels like it was made and there was no pressure and it was what it was. Rick Ross is the perfect feature. You hear the song start immediately, you can see that Rick Ross will fit. He does his thing all the time on features. I can't hate on Rick Ross. Just, I really like that track. So, you know, make sure y'all check out El Hay. And we started off with a very interesting declaration from Jasmine and Ari Lennox. On It. Yeah, it's called On It. And if you were listening to the song, I think you get it. I think you get it. All right, guys, listen. I'm having a lot of fun today. I'm having too much fun. That's the problem. We're definitely going to talk to our guest very, very soon in the building. We got Ace in the building, aka Visionary Perry, aka Hip Hop Tycoon, you know, aka Trapping in Heaven. If y'all, I love that girl, man. She's going to do a live oracle reading for me. We're going to talk about astrology and a whole lot of other energy stuff and, you know, moons and all of that great stuff. So you want to stay tuned for that. It's coming up real, real quick. But before that, got a little more music for you. You know what I mean? This one here has a mix of a little older, more recent. All right, I mean, and I love all three of these tracks that we're about to hear. So let's get into it. We're starting off with some Beyonce featuring Andre 3 Stacks. Okay, it's called Party. We got some Toni Braxton coming up from 2018, and we got some Cherish. Not from 2018. Let's get into it.
You a bad girl and your friends bad too. Oh, you got the swag, so she drippin' swag goo. You a bad girl and your friends bad too. Oh, you got the swag, so she drippin' swag goo. Oh.
Party, we don't cause trouble, we just ride Bugatti. Bad chick shoddy, sort of resemble Sade. Imported her in from Raleigh and pulled up into the valet. The boy dropped the keys, trying to sneak a peek at that body. See, this that time of the week, she like to freak a leak and get naughty. Therefore, I like to thank God and Ice Cube for Friday, cause la-di-da-di.
Them fuck niggas over there, but they worry about me. I got a homeboy named Butter and another homeboy, that nigga named Cheese. Fuck with me, baby, I make it milk till it drip down your knees. Spit this shit for real low.
brain reload. Kiddo say he looks up to me, this just makes me feel old. Never thought that we could become someone else's hero. Man, we were just in the food court eating God get rose yesterday. That's the way, every single morning I try to pray. Grandma and them, they never forgot. Nothing else really mean nothing to me. I ain't standing to be talking to me. Girl, why you fucking with me? Move on, ain't nothing to see. Shh. Always something to saw. I'm the wrong, off the rip. Cause of him, all of them will remember. But the men, nut, they fell in love with rap. Black like having your cousin back. Blue like when that rent is due. Cream like when I'm loving you.
Saucy dripping swag goo. You a bad girl and your friends bad too. Oh, you got the swag, saucy dripping swag goo. Ooh.
Paris.
He lives on the fifth floor, I'm on the first floor. Whenever he comes down, he hops in his 6-4. Casey and JoJo flows out of his window, and I can tell by what he drives, he's a flat guy. And my mind, he pulls off slow, I'm watching him, don't he know? About 1226, cause I'm in 1226. I watch him as he comes home and wonder why he's alone. If he only knew about the girl on level one. Time is wasting. Should I make the first move before he is taken? Or maybe he's taken. Oh, I can't take it. I just gotta know about the guy on the fifth floor. And I don't know what to do. I'm lost in my lust for you. We never met, it's true. But I feel like I know you. Can I get through? Can I make you feel the same way about me as I do?
Guys, so you're still tuned into The Spot. It's CKUT 90.3 FM, and you know, The Spot is where I kick it every first and third Monday. I'm chilling in the building, having a great time. What you just heard was Cherish. Ah, that's such a weird word to say. Cherish. Cherish. Yes. With Notice. This song, I love the songwriting on that track, you know what I mean? It's so like, it's definitely stalkerish. It's very stalkerish, but some of the best R&B songs are stalkerish. Like Tevin Campbell's Can We Talk, Toni Braxton's Breathe Again. A lot of, you know, weird themes in music. So listen, I think it's interesting that she knew what time he came home from the gym and everything. Very subtle. Before that, you heard Toni Braxton with Long As I Live. Grammy nominated track, by the way. It lost that year to her. I think she lost all of her nominations to her that year, which was impressive. Shout out to her for beating an R&B legend in three categories. The great part is, like, after that, for Toni's 2020 release, Spell My Name, she had her jump on a feature. So I think that was dope. That was a dope way to, like, you know, acknowledge, hey, no hard feelings. Do you, you know, young queen. Before that, you heard Beyonce with Party featuring Andre 3000. We started off the segment with that. And yeah, I had fun on that segment. That was lit. You know what I mean? And it's about time that we get to speak into our guests. But first, I want to address something that I didn't talk in the VIP topics, because I was like, You know what I mean? I actually didn't want to talk about it because I'm trying to ignore it. But I thought about it and I was like, you know what? I should address it. So as you guys may know, if you guys are in Montreal, if you're in Quebec, there has been a curfew put in place for 8 p.m. Yeah, so I basically stay home. And if I need to go get something, I get it during the day or whatever. And then I come home. So it is what it is. There's also restrictions in Ontario. If you're in Ontario region, do not leave your place unless it's for something essential. There is no curfew. However, you can get asked by law enforcement at any time where you're going. Is it urgent? Is it not urgent? Basically, is it essential if it's, or is it not essential? So you're allowed to go take a walk for exercise. You can go get food. You can go to pharmacy, etc. Essential stuff. Y'all know what I mean. So, you know, do with that what you will. Be safe. Please stay home as much as you can, because it's real. Like, I don't know how else to tell you guys, but it's really real. And you just never know how it's going to react with you, this virus. So please just be careful and let's listen to regulations, you know, as best as we can. All right. Now, enough of that. Let's you know, get back hype, because we're going to talk to Ace and I'm just excited. So let's do that. All right, y'all, like I promised you all show long, I've been talking about it. Got my girl Ace, a.k.a. a.k.a. Visionary Perry, a.k.a. Hip Hop Tycoon, a.k.a. Trapped in Heaven. And like just, we have a few a.k.a.
Yo, but she got them all, though, so like, shout out to you.
Thank you. You know, I didn't know they were gonna come top of mind like that, but I'm actually proud of myself. So, thank you so much for coming on, y'all. Ace is out here. Not only is she a wonderful spiritual reader, she is an artist, musical and visual. All right, and all around, just, you know, hardworking lady. You know what I mean? She is where the money reside.
Oh, okay? Amen. Ashe. Thank you. Back to you.
Listen, yo, we here. How are you doing, by the way?
I'm really good. I'm blessed on this Sunday. What about you, girl?
You know, I'm blessed and highly favored. I can't complain. You know what I mean? It is the start to a beautiful week. I'm optimistic. You know what I mean? I'm ready. You know, I'm ready. And I hope the listeners are ready. I'm going to make them wait a little bit. We're going to get into this reading, live on air reading. You know what I mean? Yay. A little taste for y'all, but let's talk about this energy right now that is in 2021. What should people be expecting right now for this year?
You know what? That's a dope question. I'll be honest with you. When 2021 started, a lot of people was talking on socials, like, it's going to be the next 2020. It's creative. Like, it's madness out here. Da 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 da. My first thing is kind of like to step down a little bit from the fear mongering. Sometimes we feel energy because the collective is feeding into each other. Think of like mob mentality.
Okay.
2-5 people are going rogue. 10-20 people are going rogue. Now we think everybody's rogue. It's kind of like, take a step back from all the chaos. Sometimes the collective, the energy is chaotic, and you can still be at peace within your own home. If I could speak from a personal experience, my 2021, you know, when it's the new year, you'd be feeling all types of ways. Sometimes I'm hype. Right now, the theme is rest. And rest for the purpose of being able to be like on a revival. So it's like you want to jump in 10, 20, 50 things, but if your body is not mentally, physically, and spiritually rested, when you go and do these things, you're going to trip on your own 2 feet, and it's not going to be nobody else's fault but your own.
Nope, so, I don't like that. Nope, that felt like a read to me. I felt it personally.
Girl, I'm talking to, like, I'm snitching on myself. So if I'm reading you, I'm reading me. Like, we both.
Okay, we're reading each other. Okay,
we're reading each other, you know? But, okay. And it's not always what we want to hear. But the thing, what the biggest message I got was, rest does not mean working on your hobbies. Working on your hobbies is working. Leisure is leisure. Yeah. Rest is literally sleeping in, sitting still by the window, taking a walk, doing fitness exercise. And that's one thing I had to tell my mom. I was like, the reason why I was always tired was if I was not working like the 9-to-5 to get, you know, bills paid, I was working on like my own endeavors and talents for the purpose of monetizing them. I was doing things for others to, you know, like helping people out. That's why you were always tired and you tell yourself, why am I so tired if I'm not working? You're not working your 9 to 5, but you're still working your body around the clock, getting people groceries, doing this and that. You know what I'm saying? So we keep getting the word rest and we get tired of it, but it's because you're not resting. And it's like a demand to kind of cultivate a peaceful routine, you know, like hopping on your phone first thing in the morning, you know, taking time to pray to your ancestors, stretch good. Not stretch with the idea in mind of like, okay, I got to hurry up and stretch. No, like stretch.
For real.
Drink water, wash your face. And it's just like, I have this new thing. I'm not answering my phone until like I'm up, face wash, teeth brush, have my coffee, pray to God, pray to my ancestors, and stretch my body. Then the day starts.
That's a word. Speak on it. Because you listen, it's like we're here. We're on the same wavelength because my morning routine is something I have really put a lot of energy and focus on in these last few weeks. Like it is solid now. Like you said, I don't even check my phone until after I've done, you know, I've woken up, done my skincare routine, brushed my teeth, written in my journal, done my prayers. Then I check my phone. Yes, it requires a little bit of, you know, discipline because you're so used to waking up, checking the phone right away and like, or, you know, panicking because work's the 9 to 5 is about to start.
Exactly.
And like,
nah.
Wake up in a better mood by like just preparing yourself adequately. I completely agree with that. I'm so glad that you said that. And you definitely read me a little bit under rest. So, no, it's good. It's good. I'm going to get into some more specific questions, but I want to ask, I've been hearing a lot of these, comments and articles and things about the age of the Aquarius. I think myself and the listeners would like a little bit more clarity on that. What exactly is that?
Okay. There's a lot that can be said about that. Now we enter, you know, month, day, year wise, you know, there's planetary changes, but there's also ages on that level. I'm not advanced or too versed into that, but for some advanced astrologers who I do follow, some have said we're technically not in the age of Aquarius. If you calculate it right, the age of Aquarius is more around like 2400, 2500. Other people say, yes, it's true, but we're still closer to it than before. So there are influences. There is in the astrology community, there's a little bit kind of a debate. The masses say we're in the age of Aquarius, but like I said, this one guy that I follow, Blaze Maximus, big shout outs to him. He's so amazing. He was like, look, I'll break it down to y'all. I did an actual calculation. Age of Aquarius is like in 2004, 500. So it's not here. There might be some influences, but we're not in it too much yet.
Okay. Well, I'm claiming it because I'm an Aquarian. So I'm just going to say we're in it until somebody corrects me. Now you like to, I see that's what I don't like. Cause y'all be, you know, I tend to have some, you know, some friends who do this, you know, you're one of these, you know, downplaying a little bit your stuff, you know, don't do that. Okay. Don't be like,
oh my God, she readed me now.
No, I have to, because it's like, oh, I'm not that advanced. You know what I mean? Nah, you know your stuff and you know, be sure in that because we've had some experiences, guys. I have seen this lady at work and it's, yeah. So she definitely knows what she's talking about. And I would like to say to all of the people who were excited about the, whatever the creative age of Aquarius is, just because it's not technically the calculated time yet, doesn't mean you can't be creative. Just saying, like, it doesn't.
I tell people, think of astrology like the weather. What's in the sky is that tomorrow it's going to be sunny, it's going to be cloudy, is it going to be rainy? Is that going to stop you physically from hosting a barbecue? Not at all. Depending on the conditions, you might have a scorching hot barbecue and everyone's tired. You might have a beautiful sunny barbecue. It might be raining and you could have an indoor barbecue. So I tell people, I approach